There are reports that 27 small listening devices have been found in a Boeing 767 bought for use by Chinese President Jiang Zemin. The reports appeared today in the London-based Financial Times and the Washington Post. Joining us now from Beijing is Los Angeles Times correspondent Anthony Kuhn. Anthony, according to these reports, how were the devices found?
Well, the plane was delivered to China around September last year, and not long after that, the plane was given test flights, and during those test flights, it emitted a strange static whining noise. After that, signals intelligence officials went through the plane and discovered listening devices, tiny satellite-activated listening devices, including in places like the upholstery in the president's bed headboard, and the lavatory, which were among the lavish and extensive quarters outfitted in the plane for China's president.
Do we know how sophisticated these devices are?
Well, we know that they were very small and that they were activated by satellite, which suggests that they were extremely sophisticated. But the concealment job apparently was not as sophisticated, as they were apparently easy to detect by the officials who found them. But there's no telling on exactly how state-of-the-art these things were now.
Well, how are Chinese authorities responding?
So far, there's been no official response from China. It's the weekend, and China's foreign ministry and aviation officials have yet to comment, and there's been no comment by any of China's official media. And surprisingly, the story has also not hit the Chinese internet, where netizens are very quick to pick up on stories like this.
Well, President Bush is due to make his first state visit to China in a month. Is this likely to damage relations between the U.S. and China?
Well, it could damage them severely. It depends on how much I think the two governments want to control the event. If the Chinese government wants to use it as leverage against the U.S., I think it certainly could. I think this is something which could really inflame public opinion here, very much like the plane incident last year, or like the bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade in 1999. It could be seen by the Chinese populace as a humiliating affront. However, the two countries are now really trying to improve their relations, and so it's also possible that they could play down the event and not report it a lot in the domestic media.
Anthony Kuhn of the Los Angeles Times, he joined us from Beijing. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Lisa.